podcast stuff.
We have just seen August Burns Red, A Bullet for My Valentine, and Trivium at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood. Wow.
You have things to say.
I have things to say.
So, I mean, I do too, but probably not quite as burning as you.
So, YouTube, again, still carries on their tradition of starting before the actual start time. If you ever want to see an opening band here, get here like 45 minutes early. Like, be in your seat 45 minutes early. I don't even understand why they do that.
It's a thing. Yeah.
So, as listeners of this show, you may or may not be familiar with Bullet for My Valentine and Trivium. August Burns Red is screamier than either of those bands.
A little bit. Not a huge amount, but yeah.
They felt, I don't know, harsher, harder, however you want to put it. And it was just weird as an opening act to me. I don't know. They seemed good. I don't know. I couldn't understand a damn thing they were saying. Because, again, it was, you know, everything was extra.
It was very extra.
And so, I don't know. Their stage setup was neat. I really enjoyed that they had, like, kind of flamey LED cutout wall thing.
Up behind the drummer. So he had kind of these, like, you know, flame wing kind of things going on.
It was cool. I liked
it.
Yeah. We only caught, like, half their set because fucking YouTube.
Because YouTube.
And LA early. Traffic, you know. and then Bullet for My Valentine came out. It's a co-headlining tour between Bullet and Trivium, because they're both celebrating 20 years of their first big album. Albums, right. Anyway, so Bullet for My Valentine performed next. I did not remember that they were from Wales. They're from Wales! So, I don't know, that makes me even fonder of them somehow. Great set.
I mean, great, you know, talking to the crowd, telling the stories about the album on there. The little opening video thing, I think, was a little bit weird to me.
Well, they were kind of talking about the history of the band, you know.
Yeah. So. But it was a short little thing that didn't really go anywhere. But, yeah, no, it was fun. I liked their stage setup. They had some really cool, you know, visuals and all of that fun stuff. What I will say about it, their visuals team is fucking amazing. Everything was coordinated. The lighting, the video clips, the things displayed on the various screens, whether it's the little special inset skull screen things in the back or on the front stage, everything matched. They did not ever have a time where there's something going on up here and they were doing something different. Like, if the lighting was matched to the color of the candles that were on the LED screens.
Yeah.
All the way down.
It was very pretty.
It was very well put together. And both of those bands had great lighting shows.
Yeah.
The August Burns Red had a fully produced and, you know, synced lighting show that you do not often see with an opening band.
Yeah, very true. Well, they've been around for a little while too, so. Yeah.
But no, it was good. I quite enjoyed their set. Again, they did a really good job of kind of telling the story of the 20 years and these songs and what it, you know, meant for these songs from back in the day and all that fun stuff.
And I am a huge fan of Bullet for My Valentine. I have been wanting to see them live for fucking ever, and all of my friends always look at me strange. But I very much enjoy them. So, they're an interesting mix of metal and that pop punk OC vocals that I don't know. It's just, I love it. Okay. Trivium. I follow Matt Heafy, lead singer, for people who don't know, on Twitch, and during lockdown he started doing a bunch of shit on Twitch, musically, and once they started touring again, he still is doing all of his warm-ups for every show every night on Twitch. He'll do like little half an hour fucking around musically on Twitch at various times. For a while, I think for their first tour, he was actually Twitch casting the shows.
Nice.
He's really big on his fans. He's a really cool guy. And I love me some Trivium.
Yeah, they were awesome. Again, great with the crowd. Telling he probably told more actual stories of things, of, you know, what these songs meant to them, as
and
he
how
said,
he
like
wrote them.
20 years ago when he was, you know, 17, 18, 19, writing these songs as a teenager that, like, helped him get through those difficult years of, you know, things he was going through and everything. And, you know, it's, this is his therapy. And, you know, telling those stories, doing it on stage, it was a good show.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
Pretty sure that during Declaration, he added a chant of fuck the right. For people who don't know the song, it's very much a... It never originally says, like, the right wing should get the fuck out of my life. But that's very much the sentiment. You can look up the lyrics if you want, or I'll put them in the body of the post.
It's something of a declaration?
Yes, exactly. Huh. And so I'm pretty sure that the chant that he had going was fuck the right, which was cracking me up. I don't think it's a secret to anyone where my political leanings lie. So, yeah, I am convinced, as sort of an aside, although it was kind of a theme for me, that we were the oldest people in the audience.
I did see some old... There's somebody who came with their parents. a couple rows up there. I saw some more olds in there somewhere.
I felt very old. Unlike at last night's show where I felt like I just fit in.
Right.
And in fact, I might have been younger than a number of the people in the audience. Or at least I felt younger than the people in the audience. I don't know. I have a very, very poor sense of how old I am. But, you know, we talked last night about the energy of the crowd.
Yeah.
And how it had kind of bummed Machine Head out. And this crowd had all of the potential to be that subdued. But
like,
I
was watching the pit just get slower and slower.
Right.
It you need stop, but it got you, slower.
You do need some constant encouragement. I will say that as a younger crowd, it is easier to amp them back up.
Sure.
And also, I love how Matt Heafy and Bullet for My Valentine work the crowd in that way, getting them to raise their vibration, raise their energy. There are some bands, and I think we've talked about this in this podcast before, who yell at the fucking crowd and tell them to fucking do this, fucking do that. And it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Whereas Matt is like, you are my allies, let's do this thing together. You know, and it's not that he's not telling you to do stuff, he's just doing it nicely.
He's, we're all going to do this. We're doing this. You know, let's bring it up. Not, you need to fucking jump!
Yeah.
Like, okay, come on. Everybody jump with me. Jump. Jump. You know?
It does help when you have somebody in the band who can jump.
Jump.
God bless Rob Flynn. But if you can't jump, you can't yell at your audience to jump. It just doesn't work.
I'm not out there yelling at people to jump. Trust me.
I'm like, I'll headbang from my chair. Or, you know, I'll throw horns. It's all good. But, yeah, this body didn't do that shit no more.
Metal takes a toll, man.
It really does. And, I mean, I would love to at least be on the edge of the pit, like, in that. But, no, nobody wants to take me to the hospital, I'm sure.
Yeah, I keep looking at the pits at the shows. And there are some shows I'm like, I want to get into. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I mean,
it would be fun for at least 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bigger than I was when I used to go into pits. And I would just kind of bounce around. But I think I'm going to take two bounces, hit something bad on my knee. And, you know, be screaming on the ground, and they're going to have to, like, you know, gurney my ass out of there. So.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, I loved tonight's show. I thought it was wonderful. I've been wanting to see Trivium live, like, in person as opposed to live on Twitch for quite some time. And, as I said, Bullet for My Valentine, I've been wanting to see live for...
Yeah, good show. Fans. I mean, I... again, the YouTube theater brings it. Their audio is on point. It sounds good in there.
Yeah, there's nothing I don't like about the YouTube. So, like, we had ADA seats tonight because me. And the seats were awful comfy. The chairs in ADA are taller than my legs can reach. I couldn't reach the floor. And so I had to, like, actually, like, move the seat up to where I could put my foot up on the railing doohickey in front of us. That was another problem, line of sight with the
barricade. I managed to mostly get it to where if the top bar was just, like, above the drummer's head. So it became mostly actually during Trivium when they had the giant inflatable thing in the back there. So their stage presence and not presence per se, but their visuals, set is much more old school. It's real effects.
Well, and it started off real, like, low tech, and it got a little bit more and a little bit more, and they finally uncovered, like, the LED walls and that kind of stuff.
They still didn't have LED walls.
Yeah, they did.
Little
ones in front on the either side of the drummer. Those low walls, they uncovered them and they were LED walls.
Well, they didn't move once they uncovered them.
They did.
Okay.
I was watching them.
All right, then. Apparently I wasn't. I was too fixated on the giant inflatable, like, zombie spike head thing in the back, which, like,
It's part of the visuals of the first album. So.
And I will say, like, props on that thing was very well designed. And, like, well, the artwork was on point. It looked like it's a big silk, like, zombie thing, but it looks super 3D with the rags and things that are on it that I know are not hanging off of it, but it's...
Well, it was an inflatable.
I know.
Yeah, it was very cool. And they inflated it during a big drum solo. Like, after two songs, the band left the stage. The drummer did, you know, a drum solo, as one does. And as he was doing this, the more excited he got, the bigger this thing got behind
him.
Like,
I'm like, what are they putting up in the back?
And then it would come
like, thump. I'm like, oh, that's a giant inflatable thing. And it's massive.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, 35 feet across with its arms out and big spiky head. Yeah, it's...
And during parts of the set, there were stagehands back there, like, making him, like, move a little bit.
They would bounce it forward whenever, you know, the crowd should be moving and everything.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was very cool. But, yeah, like, real effects as opposed to, you know.
But the rest of their lighting and everything else was good.
Yeah.
But it was also still much more just standard...
Old school
rock band having a light show with their concert.
And it worked. It absolutely worked. You know, I think
nothing wrong with practical effects.
No. And being able to actually see the band is kind of nice. We've seen so many bands lately that, like, are backlit. And while it's a cool effect, after a while I get a headache. So being actually able to see the band was nice, says the old person. I think that's all I got.
I think that's all I got. See them.
Yeah.
20th anniversary, get their albums. Like, 20 years is a serious thing for a band.
From
their first album coming out.
Yeah.
No.
And they're both still going strong.
Yeah.
They're
going back in the studio and putting out another album.
Yeah, Bullet From My Valentine. Was it Bullet From My Valentine?
They're
both going into the studio to record, which is cool. Yeah. What is our next show? I feel like it's OK Go.
It might be.
We have some other shows coming up. Sorry for the long hiatus, life.
It's the beginning of the year, and, you know, you got to reset things. And is this, like, a new season now? Is that,
no, we're partway into the new season. I started the new season, like, I don't remember.
So we just took a little sabbatical during the season. So
as one does.
It's the mid-season break, and we'll be back. I know there's more shows lined up throughout the year. We've got OK Go coming up. There's... eventually, Breaking Benjamin with Days Grace.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. There's a late 90s early 90s show.
Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, and Spin Doctors.
Yeah. That'll be entertaining.
I'm showing my age. I'm there. So there.
We won't be the old people at that show.
We won't be the young people at that show.
All right. So, anyway, I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman. I don't think we even introduced ourselves.
Sorry. You guys know who we are.
I'm Batman. Still.
All right. Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!